Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, ET TikTok home.
Unwaxed seaweed.
How to plan a rough night of intercourse.
Never ending theme song.
Brian did the proper phoneticism there. For those who can't tell, we had E's and O's for days.
Lots of them.
Yeah. Kill the spider with a lighter. Small fries, Big Mac.
Get the key. It's always the answer.
Epsom salt. That's a terrible lube.
Stupid potato iPhone.
The Frank kind of a deal.
Free minutes on a potato iPhone.
Claire's Goonies.
Stop and shit tour 95.
Limahl, are you done?
Gloom is temporary. Doom is eternal.
An apple a day makes the games go away with Tom.
Emma, Uma, Uma, Emma with Nicole, Randy, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
After making sure every employee touches the tofu, they package it with some spices to try to help make it edible.
You can buy a condom here, too, any time of day or night.
The Morning Stream is battle-tested bayonets, bro.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to TMS for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
Hello, Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
You know, we have to do what all podcasters, radio people, television people, they all have to do this one thing that we all have in common.
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
We all have to have some chatter before the show. In our case, we record a little pre-show. In TV's case, they're just sort of chatting and saying, checking your tie and the makeup ladies, making sure you're good,
right,
and all that.
Exactly.
And then you got to start the show and act like nobody, like we all appeared there. Like we apparated out
like
of nothing.
We'd been waiting to say hello to each other till this very moment. Yeah. Oh, hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise. Oh, you're here too.
It's
nice.
Very weird. It's a weird thing that just is part of the medium, and I'm not going to change it. We're just going to keep it the way it is. So anyway, we're back. It's Wednesday, which means lots of stuff. We got a big packed show. We may as well get straight to it. I had a weird dream, and I cannot figure this one out.
Get the cards.
I already checked the cards. There's nothing in there like this. Nothing.
Really? Okay.
All zero. Right. So you tell me what you think this means, Brian. It's your day to interpret. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
In the dream, it didn't matter who I talked to, people in my family, guy at the store, for some reason a dealership that sold SUVs, that for whatever reason that was very specific, but also restaurants and other things. Everywhere I went and talked to somebody and said, excuse me, sir, can you tell me where the home goods section is or whatever, their answer to me was, get the key. That's it.
That's it. That's
like, yeah, I was like, hey Ken, you want to go to lunch? Get the key. Everyone said get the key all the way across everything. Everyone I personally knew in the dream, which now is a little fuzzy about who I met. I don't think you were in it, but there was a lot of people knew, dreams, didn't know, didn't matter.
Dreams always have the ability of making you think that you'd done a bunch of things before that, right? They implant these false memories of, oh yeah, you talked to this person, you talked to this person, you talked to this person, even though that's where your dream started. It comes with all of these memories of all these other people.
Yeah.
So you might think you talked to all those people about get the key, but in reality, who knows?
No. Maybe, yeah. Who knows? Plus it's all flash memory anyway, right? Like I feel like I probably had this dream an hour before I woke up. So it felt like days, weeks, whatever is probably a minute or maybe not even that. There's like no time. It's just like one big flash memory. I don't know. But what is get the key?
I don't know. Okay. Well, obviously, so everything was hinging on one element, one item that you needed. And everybody was kind of, sounds like everyone was kind of relying on you to have that thing, right? Kim was relying on you. The SUV dealership guy was relying on you.
Yeah.
And that key might not be something physical or tangible. It might be like they're waiting on you to have something before they all can move forward, and you don't know what that thing is.
There you go. I think that's probably true, but what? Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But there was nothing.
I don't know why we don't. Why doesn't Wendy, like, we honestly could forego emails from listeners and just have Wendy analyze you every week.
She probably could, although she'd probably hate being like a dream diviner or something. But
well, yeah, of course.
But yeah, I mean, like, who knows what's
dreams
wrong
always,
with
there's always some, well, not always, but there's often truth in dreams, or often problems in dreams that you're not facing or looking at when you're awake. So dreams is the only time that you're relaxed enough for those things to say, all right, here's what you're doing wrong. Would you please look at this and solve this problem before you...
It makes sense if I'd been sitting around playing Doom all the time, because they're always looking for the red key and the yellow key and the blue
could
key.
Be. Could be as simple as that, right? Have you played Atari 2600 Adventure?
No,
lately?
None of that. I haven't played any games that require you to find keys, so I tossed that one out. The other thing was, like, my actual keys. Like, where are they right now? Well, they're hanging on my little key wall thing where I only need them when I need them, and I take them from there. They're fine. We had the key incident with the mailbox last week. Maybe that was it.
Oh, sure. Right. Could be.
Get the key. But it was like kind of haunting. You'd be just like in a grocery store line and everyone's just chatting and saying, Jeffrey, don't pull on the thing. You know, just kids taking care of their kids or whatever, their parents and stuff. Yeah. And then suddenly the guy in front of me would turn around, look at me, and then his face would go slack and he'd go, get the key. And then it would flash to another one. It was really weird. So I didn't like it.
Yeah, definitely feels like there's something that you are looking for in your own life, or like avoiding, or something that everybody's trying to tell you to find or identify. Or
now, do I only take this stuff seriously if I have a recurring dream, or do I try to figure out what this means? I don't know.
I don't know. Probably neither.
It's probably nothing, right? It's probably nothing. It's probably just me going.
Rehan TMS says, except that all dreams are nonsense. It's like, well, I mean, on the surface, but I think that there is in some cases a thing in your life that is related to what you're trying to do and accomplish that comes to the forefront in your dreams. I don't believe it's like premonitions at all. I think that's utter garbage. I don't believe in that. But I do think that there are times that your subconscious, really just a thing that you are trying not to think about in your daily life, that when your brain relaxes, it's able to basically say, okay, here's the thing you're avoiding in life.
Yeah, you're venting, basically. You're creating some afterburner vent in there in your sleep, which I think is probably true, but I have no idea what this is. So if I was meant to know something about a key, well... I don't know what to tell you. I don't know jack shit about no keys. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, really, it literally could be the Doom key, right? It literally could be the Doom fact key. That you were looking for a key in Doom.
Yeah, it might be that. I don't know. I did install Doom, the 2016 Doom reinvention game on my Steam Deck, see how it would run.
Which, oh, nice.
By the way, it runs freaking beautifully.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't play very long. So maybe my brain was like, hey, you didn't play long enough to get a key.
Right, log back in, turn it on, play the game, get the key.
And they're like, oh, my brain's like, you didn't get the key. Well, then here, go to sleep, and then I'll have a bunch of faceless nameless people and people tell you to get the key.
Right.
It's effed up, man. Whatever, my brain. Also, we also got this is cool.
Send and receive email.
It's an email from Rob in Texas.
Okay.
Not Robin, Texas. Like Robin.
Robin Hood, Texas.
No, not that. Although I was looking at some actors today, and I was reminded of this actor with an amazing name. His name is Frank Deal. How cool is that?
Frank Deal. What kind of a deal? Frank Deal.
Frank Deal. That's what kind of deal. Anyway, he says this about the door dashing thing. Hey guys, in lieu of your pre-show discussion a couple of days ago about Brian's weird Lyft drop-off, I thought you might like to know about this weird DoorDash delivery I was tasked with. All right? So he's a DoorDasher. Okay.
All right.
Says, it was a Walgreens shopping order that requested the following items be delivered to a really swanky hotel in Austin, Texas around 11 p.m.
Okay.
Here's what they wanted. 2 bottles of vitamin water. 1 spray bottle of OxyClean stain remover. 1 6-pound bag of Epsom salt. 1 pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And 1 Plan B contraceptive pill. Someone had an interesting night. Yep, thanks all you do, Rob. That's an amazing thing. I love
it. Wow, that is almost a... I mean, you know, I don't like to throw around the just like a Saturday night at Ibbot's house thing, but does feel like a...
Yeah, and some of it I get. Okay, vitamin water, refreshing. It's a cool drink. You got water.
It replenishes your lost... I guess, no, vitamin water isn't like coconut water. Vitamin water is just flavored water.
Healthier, just like, I guess it's supposed to. I don't even know if it is. Yeah. The OxyClean stain remover, that could be, I dumped lasagna at dinner on something. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. 6-pound bag of Epsom salt. That's for like when your feet hurt or some shit, isn't it? What is that for?
I think so. I mean, that's not... what else do you use Epsom salt for? It's not like it's a...
It's a terrible
preserving
lube.
Or a...
it's a bad lube. Don't use it for lube, is what I'm saying.
No, God, for sure.
Yeah, don't use that. The Ben and Jerry's, I guess you're just feeling peckish. I don't know. And then the Plan B. I don't know. It's they plan for everything, really, is what they've done here. And
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Can't really blame them, I suppose. But anyway, Rob, that's awesome. And did you... So I guess if you're a DoorDasher... Well, I guess that's a dumb question. If you're... You can bring stuff to hotel rooms. No big deal. You just go up the elevator and knock on the thing and leave it there. And,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Or you meet them in the lobby. You drop it off in the lobby and say, this is for room 618 or something.
You ever done that? Had to order at a hotel for anything?
No, I don't DoorDash.
Oh, that's right. You don't do it.
Oh, have I? Are you asking if I've ever been in a hotel and ordered DoorDash or something like that?
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
I don't think I have.
I'm trying to think if I have. I've done pizzas. Yeah. But pizzas were already being delivered, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the closest I've done is room service, and that's rare. Like, that's, you know, I haven't done room service since maybe one of those times that I was doing an install in some newspaper city and just got to the hotel too late to rent out and get dinner somewhere else, you know?
Sure. Well, I'm definitely curious about these people, Rob, but this is all the info we have. So we thank you for your service.
It's probably better in our minds with this list than in actual reality, right? Like it probably was just some innocuous, like, I just, like you said, spilled lasagna, room service lasagna on the floor. And
what else?
And then had sex and just want to be prepared in case I need to take something the morning after.
Yeah. And then we're planning on a rough night of intercourse. So I'd sure like some Epsom salts to soak in afterwards. You know?
Right. To have a nice soak, nice bath soak afterwards.
Yeah. Please. You can't blame them. All right.
Sure.
Guess what, everybody? It's time for us to play a game. Yeah, that's right. It's Wednesday. And we got a guy coming on who's pretty cool. You might know him. You might like him even. His name is Brian. And here is his thing. Look who it is, Brian Dunaway, joining us after a whiplash morning. You were busy, right? We weren't sure you were going to be here, but you made it.
Oh, here's Brian's thing. Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Nice
whiplash
to see you.
Whiplash morning. I was bouncing around and you're doing all the things.
Yeah.
But we're here.
Yeah, did you get done? You got your dad all taken care of? You had something that you had to drive him somewhere. Something happened, right?
Yeah. The vehicle of it had stopped working this morning, so he had to drop it off at the mechanic.
Oh, well, the mechanic.
So he needed a lift.
Yeah.
But not the kind you call
not
for.
The
kind, that's right.
Yeah. Not with a, not that kind
the
of lift.
The kind with an eye.
That's not right.
The kind with a bry eye on.
We have a listener on the line who's going to be playing this game with us today. Let's find out who it is. Hi, who's this? Oh, they hung up.
Oh.
They're like, I'm out.
They hung up right as I was unmuting them. So they were there. I don't know what happened to them. All right. Well, hey, call back, whoever that was, or anyone else who wants to call in. 801-471-0462 is the number.
You lose.
Yeah. We'll get
nothing. Good day, sir.
Yeah, no prizes for you, you slacker ass. Oh, while I'm waiting for this call to come in, Dunaway, do you remember a game?
Soup for you, huh?
Remember a game we talked about on... the Boop Show called Wildfire. Do you remember that?
Yes, I loved Wildfire. That was a great game.
Yeah, the little stealth guy that got fire powers after a while, and you could like bounce these fireballs around and do all kinds of damage. Anyway, That's a really good Steam Deck game. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, it looks perfect. That's yeah. kind of side-scrolly platformy, so that'd probably be perfect, right?
Perfect for a little take-it-on-the-road kind of deal. I played way too late yeah. last night, so...
It is. It kind of looks retro, because it's got those old-school kind of pixelated...
Yeah. Sorry.
I liked it. I love that game.
Yeah, that game's awesome. So, congrats to you for reminding puzzles. Me how good it was. Oh, wait. Why is this happening? Hold on.
No, maybe you should answer that call.
This is weird. Okay.
The calls are coming from inside.
I don't know what's happening. Hi, who's this?
The bat phone, Commissioner Jordan.
Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello, hello.
Hi, who's this?
There.
It's Claire.
Oh, it's Claire.
Oh,
couldn't
it is Claire.
Tell. All right.
Oh, my God, it's Claire.
She's clear across the planet. All the way
That's
over
reason
in...
That's why it sounded different.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. She's over there in the land of whatever you do.
The land of ire.
Yeah. You guys are so irie. All right, what time is it there, actually? What time are you doing this?
It is past 4.
Huh? Past 4, like p.m.?
Past 4 a.m.
Oh, a.m.
Past 4 p.m.
Oh, p.m.
Oh, right. It is p.m., okay. All
yeah, right. yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She's a party girl, we know that. Anyway, we're glad you're here.
Can you put your mouth closer to the mouthpiece of your phone, please?
Oh, yeah, you're super far from it.
I can. This is my stupid potato iPhone that I have to use.
Oh, it's much better now.
And I get free minutes on it.
That's totally fine. You sound better now.
Good. Well, it's much better now. All
much
right.
better now. Hey, Brian, will you explain to Claire what the hell we're doing so she can win
yeah.
the thing?
Yeah, it's time to play the Tadpooley Feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that you guys gave us. Now, it's their job to see how many of those answers they can guess. But Claire, you are more important than ever, as you know, because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian. If your team wins, you get a prize package. That includes a game called My Friend Pedro.
Which, oh,
that's a good game.
It's so good. Like one. Yeah, it's awesome.
It sounds like Scott's description of your bath dream last night.
It's so good. I mean it. It's a really good game. It's like
it's got
awesome,
kind of cool physics going on and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, bullet it's time, really cool. Slow-mo stuff. It's awesome. It's yeah. really cool.
Nice. And you'll also get a copy of F1 2019 Anniversary Edition.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
Even
okay.
though it's 3 years old, it's still exciting and fun.
It's
and,
anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Plus, listen, the Europeans love their F1 racing, is my understanding.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're into mm-hmm. it. I don't know about yeah. Claire, probably
sure.
not. She's like, sure, I'd be into it. Well, nice. I'm excited then. Let's do this. Let's play.
Yeah, all right. We'll get your hands ever so close to your buzzers. Right. We asked 805 Tadpoolers their answer to this. What 1970s or 1980s movie needs a remake?
No.
Scott.
Oh, my gosh. My brain just went blank. Commando. I don't know. Commando.
Call.
I don't know why. It didn't happen. I knew it wasn't going to be.
Brian. Really?
Doesn't need a remake.
Now I'm worried. No Commando?
Yeah. You got to go. You have to not go Commando.
No,
you got this. Don't say.
Now I'm confused.
Well, never mind. Don't say.
All right.
Say
so is it at the, okay? So I get to stall a little bit, right? Because now I get the. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll just go with something stupid then. I'll go with I think Never Ending Story needs a reboot.
Okay.
All right.
Never
Show me.
Ending Story.
Yeah. You know that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lamal, you done? all right, show me the Never Ending Story, which is the Never Ending theme song.
Damn
well,
it.
Really?
Number 7 on the list, and that means you have two things. You've got control of the board, yeah. and you've got Claire. Two important
two
things.
Two of the best things ever.
All right, you chuckleheads,
right.
what are
now,
you going to do? Oh, go ahead.
Now, hold on. So now I'm going to give you like a little bit of a, not a qualifier, but a little bit of help, because, listen, we had 805 people respond to this. 20 of them said no movies should ever be remade ever. And like 30 or 40 of them.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah. 30 or 40 of them said, pass, but the remaining people gave us 229 unique
Holy
answers.
Holy
oh
Moses.
Yes. So I'm going to help you guys out a little bit. Otherwise this thing will be, you know, one and done pretty darn quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 of these movies were released between 1984 and 1986.
Of course they were.
There's only
was the best time ever.
There's only one movie from the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the remaining two movies were released in early 80s, 1980 and 1982. Yeah. So I'm going to help you out with that much information.
Yeah, there was only a couple of movies I could think of from the 70s. Go ahead, Claire. What are you saying?
Yeah. There's one that I think was the one that I answered when I filled it out, and it came to my head instantly. I think it's mid-80s, The Goonies.
Oh, Goonies.
The Goonies needs a reboot. You are correct. Remake it, Claire. You're the best.
I like how the Irish say the Goonies. The Goonies.
Goonies, the yes. Goonies. Show me the Goonies.
That's got
to
be on there.
Hold number on a one. Second. That shouldn't go to Scott. That should go to Brian. There we go. Yeah.
Goonies, number one. Look at number Claire. No one's on the board.
46 people said the Goonies, or they might have said the Goonies, but at least one of them said Goonies.
Yeah. Wow.
So you got another one in your hat there, Claire. I think you probably have the pulse of the tadpole more than I do. I have some movies from 84, 85, 86, but I think you probably know.
I'm totally blanking. I have no idea. Oh,
okay. Then I will take a stab then. I think it's a time to bring it back of the Gremlins.
Yeah, sure.
Good answer.
What's Phoebe Cates doing these days? You know, she's got talent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Show me Gremlins number 6.
Damn it. I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get murdered today. This isn't going to work.
No.
There's just so many, Andy movies I don't want to be remade, but yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is so many of those movies already had sequels and stuff, and I just don't know if they're going to say, because a lot of them even move on into the modern times.
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because everything. Okay. Claire, you got another one?
Don't already have reboots as well. I don't know.
What's it called? What'd you call it?
Reboots. Reboot.
A reboot.
Reboots. Sure.
Reboot the reboot. We'd like to see reboot the reboot. Reboot Scott. The reboot. Could you throw that one up there for us? Thanks, man.
Show me reboots.
No. Don't do that. Well, oh God, there's this so freaking.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't seen a Back to the Future film. It would just be so ripe. Have a Back to the Future film, but would anybody say, I don't know, go up with Back to the Future.
All right, show me Marty. We've got to get you back to 2015.
You don't want to remake that.
Listen, I know the originals are absolutely beloved, and they stand their place, but you know, all right, can you think of, you know, maybe there would be a couple new actors and some new technologies and stuff that could be like, all right, maybe this could work. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think there are other things I'd much rather see them make before this.
Yeah.
Claire, do you have another one?
I did think of one that I think is mid-80s as well. Ferris Bueller?
Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I was thinking that, yes, I think Ferris Bueller, all grown up, needs another day off, this time from work.
Oh, you want like a sequel.
Oh,
you
don't
want
that'd a be remake. A sequel. Like, right, yeah, Matthew Broderick, day job, he's, you know.
Sure.
Eleanor Rock calls him up, and.
Yeah.
He definitely needs to be the parent in this situation with some rowdy child.
Oh, God. You think a pass the baton story. You don't think it'd be like,
yeah.
How am I supposed to face being an accountant on a day like this?
trying to fake sick to his wife. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah.
All right. Show me Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Bueller.
Come on. Oh, boo.
That's a shame. That's a real shame.
Number 27 on the list. People did say it, but not enough to make the list to the top 10.
Got some thinking time now.
Let's see here.
Scott has some time now to maybe get some points.
Yeah, I want some points. That's what I want.
It would be no surprise to either of you that very, very many of these are film sack movies we've watched on film sack.
Yeah, I would assume as much.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I think actually, with the exception of one, the remaining seven, so six of the seven that are still on the board. No, I'm sorry. Five of the six that are still on the board we've watched for film set.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It won't help you because we've done so many years of film sack, but
yeah, there's like 550 movies or something. Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with I don't know why I'm saying this. It's a dumb one. I'm not gonna get it. I'll say Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, nobody wants a remake though, including me. So I don't know why I'm saying it, but I'll say Die Hard.
Yeah. All right, show me. Come to the feud. We'll have a few laughs.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, but people did say it, Scott. How many people said it? There we go. Two people said it. It was number 76 on the list.
Jeez, way down there. Okay,
way down there. Yeah.
I'm really picking him to win today. I'm doing great. All right, you two.
It's a tough one.
Right, Claire. Should we ignore John Hughes films, or do we need to get in there? With some
Breakfast Club.
Agreed.
I don't want to give Scott any idea.
I almost said Breakfast Club, right. But yeah.
Yep. I think that's the. I think that is ripe for a remake. Right. There.
Show me
Brunch Club.
Eat my shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Number five.
Damn it! Damn it! I should have gone with my gut. All right. Still yeah, yours,
I'm also thinking, man. Right?
So beloved, but yeah, I mean, you know, what would they do for a 2020s Breakfast Club?
Beach? I don't even know because right. Kids who watch that movie now, and they get as much out of it as I did. They, you know, I don't think
yeah, I can see that.
Five people sitting in a library for 2 hours just playing on their phones basically yeah. Is what it would be.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing is if they remade it, it'd need to be set in the 80s again. Right. I just don't know how you do it right, but whatever.
Well, John Vernon would just need to take phones away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, he would. Don't you forget about me.
What do you think about the 16 candles, Claire? What do you think? You think that's something that could be remade in a modern tale?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, you should. It's good.
Okay.
There's some nice culturally insensitive stuff, but it's still good.
Yeah, let's just give it a spin. Let's give it a spin. Let's give that 16 candles.
All right. Show me 16 candles.
Oh.
Yeah, two people said it. Number 96 on the list. I'm tied for whatever, you know, all those people who picked two movies.
Probably two tied people. For 100 others.
Yeah. You're tied. Your John Hughes luck ran out.
That's right. Control back over to Scott.
Okay. Let's see here. This is hard. I know what I want to say, but no one said it.
A lot of them already got the treatment, right?
Yeah, they did or are getting it soon. Like I can't say Ghostbusters really. Oh, maybe I can. Like a full, like a proper remake of Ghostbusters, not this sequel business. You know what?
I'm going to
say
about to be that guy.
I'm going to say somebody said Ghostbusters. Hopefully, enough people said it.
Enough people. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Show me Ghostbusters.
What is my luck? My luck
somebody
is
somebody was afraid of ghosts. Let's see. Did anybody say Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
This is the problem. Is new stuff now, so they don't need it.
Nobody said Ghostbusters.
Oh, wow.
229
really?
Movies from the 80s.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's lame. Okay.
So that says a lot. That says a lot, and that kind of backs me off from some things that I was thinking, like my smart-ass answer to say Top Gun. I didn't want to do it, so I'm not going to. Claire, I have a couple of more in my head. What you got? You got something?
I'm drawing a blank. I'm just thinking of movies that have reboots already.
I know. Okay. They have reboots and sequels. Yeah. Like that Top Gun thing, obviously. Got a sequel now.
Yeah, Ghostbusters just had that thing. Why not? Yeah. I think...
Yeah. You think?
I think they ought to bring back... Lambert and Connery. There'll be some special work for the Connery part.
Oh, you know what? That would be great. Highlander redo.
I think the Highlander would be an excellent.
Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Get your
TV's Travis feeling about that situation?
He's probably.
Oh yeah, he loves the Highlander, right?
He's probably stoked. Yeah, at least he said it. I'll bet.
All right.
It was all just a pump out for my friend TV's Travis. You're welcome.
Yeah, well done.
Show me Highlander.
If this isn't on here. What?
It's not on there. Yeah, what? Number 23, tied for about five movies that seven people mentioned Highlander.
That makes
not
no
in the
freaking sense to me. Okay. Why is this so hard?
Because there's so many movies to choose from, and you don't know if people are picking good movies that they love and want to see again in a new way, or picking bad movies that need
to be a smart ass.
Oh. Right. Well, or no, picking bad movies that are well deserving of being remade into something better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How they're making this, though.
I'd like to see a bad take on Police Academy. Just saying.
I mean, all the other sequels of Police Academy are pretty bad takes on Police Academy. We've seen those.
Right.
They're all bad. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just toss out the one that I think is already being made. And so, or maybe it's a series, but I think people might still say it. So I'll say Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Ooh,
sure.
That's good. Yeah.
I love that. They're making something. Somebody is.
Number 10.
How do you like those maggots, Michael? Yeah. Show me Lost Boys.
Damn it!
Oh, and our really? Game is over. Yeah, Lost Boys was way high on the list, though. Number 18 on the list, so one of the closer ones to the top 10 that you guys have guessed. Which means Claire has won. It was a shutout from Brian and Claire.
Well done.
Woo.
Let's go through the rest of these because I want to see what you guys think about these. I think some of these actually work pretty well. Show me number 2. The Last Starfighter.
Oh, I'd be into that.
Can anybody remember The Last Starfighter?
I love that movie. Damn it. So good. So good.
This one absolutely in need of a remake, just something better, especially with modern special effects and technology. It's our only 70s movie on the list. It's Logan's Run.
Run.
Once again, I am shocked at the depth that you guys love 80s movies and 70s movies. Wow.
Yeah, they go deep.
One of the first modern Marvel movies. This one definitely, I don't know, could see a reboot sometime in our lives with the popularity of the Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that.
Howard the Duck. Yes. Yeah.
Boo.
I'd say more likely a Disney Plus 8-episode series kind of thing.
Yeah.
Every couple of years they talk about doing something with Howard the Duck and it just never happens.
By the way, the Lost Boys thing is a TV adaptation. It was supposed to air in 2020. It's still happening, but is not out
yet. No, don't make it on it. There's too much vampire TV. We need a movie.
It could be good vampire TV.
I love the vampire TV.
Yeah, this is Claire.
I love vampire TV, too. Exactly.
They have real vampires where she lives. Yeah.
Don't just turn it into a teenage romance CW Dracula. Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell all my friends in Hollywood not to do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
All right. Show me number 9. Alligators in the sewers.
E.T. Really? Oh, that's a hard one.
I don't see how you could remake that.
Yeah, but they'd have instead of radios, they had all those radios they turned into, or guns into radios, they could turn them into cell phones and just
right, exactly,
good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. Like, would you do it as a modern, again, modern times, alien comes down.
E.T. TikTok home.
He becomes a social media sensation. Oh, my God.
That's good.
Shoot me now.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it.
Yeah,
this is one we've even talked about recently as being surprised that there hasn't been a reboot or remake lately. Number 10, Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
That would be good.
Yeah. With your Mingo phone.
With your Mingo phone.
Yeah.
That's right. Everybody knows your line, Brian. They all remember your freaking line. It's amazing. Here, let me play it. I'm going to play it. Hold on.
Play
Mingo. Here it is. This is Brian Dunaway many years ago, 2015, saying this.
Booby Slave. Booby Slave, retrieve me my Mingo phone. I need to contact Flash Gordon.
One of my favorite things you ever uttered.
Booby Slave.
Booby Slave.
Anyway, you know what that means, Brian. They won, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did. Brian and Claire won. Claire's going to get prizes. Brian is just going to get the satisfaction of knowing that he helped Claire get prizes.
Yay.
Congratulations, Claire. I will email these games to you, and you can play with Pedro as much as you like.
Yeah, play with Pedro until he doesn't want to be played with anymore. Here's your winning thing.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
If I don't play that, Christine gets mad, so I have to play it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claire, how do you feel about your big win? How's it feel?
I feel great, but I want to donate them to someone in the tadpole, so pick someone random because I still don't have a personal computer and I can't get all that stuff on my work laptop.
You gotta pick a random.
I do love the fact that you call it a personal computer.
Yeah. Like a person. I don't have a personal computer.
Computer.
I own a computer. I have my work computer, but it's not my personal computer.
Well,
here's understandable. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll randomly pick somebody in the tadpole right now.
Get one of these. Right. Play it on there.
There you go. Scott, pick somebody random in the pool.
All right, I'm going to pick a rando here. Here we go. We're going to go with Mushed Potatoes. Mushed Potatoes is our random winner.
Mushed Potatoes.
Congratulations, Mushed Potatoes. You are getting the games. Email me, and I will send you the link, and you can thank Claire for her generosity.
That's
and
right.
Her goonies.
And her gunnies. Don't forget about her gunnies. Thanks, Claire. Have a good one. Mushed Potatoes, that email is coverville@gmail.com, in case you didn't remember. And a quick correction, the Lost Boys TV thing was not a series, or is not going to be a series. It's a TV movie. So, Brian, you're getting your wish, but it's on like a streaming channel of some sort. I don't know who.
Yeah, Paramount or something.
Paramount
who would have that?
Warner. Oh, it might be HBO because it's Warner Brothers. HBO. So it could be.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it for FilmSack.
Yeah, yeah. It might be good. Who knows? I don't know.
Might be. Yeah, it's possible.
Need Corey Feldman back. That's what you need.
Yeah, bring the Coreys. We got one Corey left.
We have one Corey left. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I see him, I feel like he's barely hanging on.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, he's no Vince Scully. He's not going to live to almost 90. I can tell you that. Or no, exactly. I'm sorry. Almost 100. Vince Scully died today or yesterday. The voice of baseball. Yeah, that guy.
As far
as I'm concerned, the sound of baseball is that guy's voice. Like, I can't hear it and not just think of all the best things about the game. And if I see a baseball game and it isn't him doing play-by-play, something feels off. That's how big of an influence that dude was. He was huge.
Yeah.
Anyway, rest in peace. Hey, Brian Dunaway, you're alive. And here's how I know.
Yes.
Yesterday, you and I recorded a Play Retro episode all about the Strike series, the early EA helicopter go and do a mission deal that was on the Genesis, Super Nintendo, and eventually the 32-bit systems as well. And then they dumped the whole thing and did a weird mech game for the original Xbox.
Future Cop.
Yeah, Future Cop's awesome, but we really love those Strike games. So we did a whole episode on it. If you want to check that out, look for Play Retro where you get your podcasts. Of course, the VOD or the video archive is up on our YouTube channel as well as Twitch. And Brian plays a lot of these games on his Twitch channel himself. Brian Dunaway on Twitch, right?
Yeah, Brian Dunaway. That's right. And this week we're doing Beavis and Butthead in honor of the new Beavis and Butthead show starting August the 4th on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow.
Pretty soaked.
I'm in, dude. Yeah. I'm so excited. Is tomorrow, it coming out in a couple episodes to start, or are they going to just do us one, or do we know? Do you know?
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out together as friends. Anyway, that'll be next week. And, of course, FilmSack this weekend. You can find Brian on Twitter at TheBrianDunaway. Brian, have a great day, and we'll see you later, you big, giant, sweaty turd. Goodbye.
Oof.
Yeah.
Woof. Wow.
Well, it's all to give you time to email the codes. That's all.
Yep, they did. And he got them. They're there.
Awesome. See, look at this. This is so efficient.
Mushed Potatoes. It's a collaboration. It's a work-together kind of effort.
That's right. Good job, Mushed Potatoes. You did your part. We have some time for some news, and that begins with this. It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by
Bug Zapper Neighbor. For those nights you just want to be up all night.
Yeah. So we got this neighbor right behind us.
Yeah.
And I can hear her bug zapper from 8 miles away, I swear.
Oh, my God.
All night, just.
Yeah.
And the dogs can hear it. So they're like, meep, meep.
Yeah.
Like, trying to figure out what's going on. I freaking hate it. I get that you want. How does she sleep is what I want to know. It's right there in her yard.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You might be a situation where, you know, you get used to it and all of a sudden you need it to sleep, right?
Mm. Good point. And when we had, like, in the spring when it was warm enough to open windows, but not too warm that you couldn't, you know, you didn't need AC or whatever. So we'd have our windows open at night. I love doing that. I just love the sound of the world, you know, while you're sleeping. But then. It just got worse as the summer went on because more bugs and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start things off in the news today with one of these.
Utah Connection.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's right. A Utah man sparked a 60-acre blaze. Massive, I couldn't think of the word I was trying to say. Massive fire.
Really?
Maga, maga, ma. after trying to set a spider on fire with a lighter. Yeah, got out of hand. 60-acre Utah wire fire sparked by a man who told police started the mountainside blaze when he tried to kill a spider with a lighter. Utah County Jail records.
Spider with a lighter.
That's small a great
fries,
rhyme.
Big Mac. Like, it feels like it's a line from a rap song.
It's pretty good. I think you should make that rap song and then perform
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll
on
make
here.
It. Me and Run, Reverend yeah. Run, we'll get together on that one.
Yeah, where is DMC anyway? He's just like chilling. Wait, someone died. Oh, no.
I think he's dead. I think Daryl McDaniels did die.
Right. No, it's their DJ Jazzy Jeff guy. It's
not DJ Jazzy Jeff, but their equivalent of him, the DJ guy, right?
Let's see.
Because there's three of them. There's Run, there's DMC, and then there's the dude in the back.
Joseph Run Simmons, Daryl McDaniels. Oh, Jason Jammaster J. Mazzell. I think that's who you're
that's
talking about.
Jammaster J. He's the one that got killed.
Yeah, he's the one who passed away.
Yeah, he got shot.
That's right. Daryl McDaniels is still with us.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So you'll have to compete with him is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Anyway, Utah County Jail records say that Corey Allen Martin, age 26, aren't they always, was arrested for investigation of reckless burning.
Reckless burning.
I like that term. As well as possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. This is the part of the headline they left off.
Oh, God.
He's a drug type person.
Yeah. Drug paraphernalia.
Even Utah's Governor Spencer Cox was astonished at the incident and tweeted on Monday, I don't do drugs, or don't do drugs, kids, and don't start spiders on fire during a drought. Well, I agree. Actually, yeah. Governor Cox is pretty cool. People like him. He's a good guy.
It seems like he's stating the obvious, but okay, sure.
Yeah, it's a little obvious, but he's generally thought of pretty well here by kind of all sides. Hardcore Republicans, even though he's a Republican, don't like him because he's not all up Trump's a-hole. And so my guess is he'll serve one term and then the rest of the mega hats will kick him out, which is a bummer because he's a good guy. I like him. He's a good middle-of-the-road dude. Anyway, authorities say firefighters responded to the incident near Springville. Oh, I've been there. I had a girlfriend in Springville. It's a nice girl. when they arrived at the scene, they found the suspect who admitted he had started it. Crews took him down the mountain to speak to police, and according to the booking affidavit, the officers he told officers that he had seen a spider and tried to burn it with a lighter. When he attempted to burn the spider, says the quote, the surrounding brush ignited and the fire began spreading very rapidly, according to the affidavit. I wouldn't have done this out in the freaking weeds. Why are you doing this? That's spider territory
anyway.
Don't
do it in your house either. I mean, I guess, don't do it at all. No, that's a horrible way to kill a bug.
Plus, they live there. That's their town.
Right. You're in their territory. If anything, he should fire you.
That's what I'm saying. Carter would have saved the spider and kept him in a small cup and then released him into the wild.
Sure.
She's in the chat. I like to tease her for being such a spider lover. She loves them.
Yeah.
Florida man. So now we're no more Utah
we
man.
Moved on.
Now we're
so Utah man. Mm-hmm. Now Florida man says, oh, well, you think that's great? Here, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. He attempted to break into Space Force Base. Remember we made the Space Force? That's the thing.
Yeah, we almost had it here in Colorado until Colorado went too blue for thin-skinned Donnie.
Oh, then he was like, we're moving
he
it?
He was like, I don't want it in Colorado anymore. Yeah. I may take my Space Force toys and play somewhere else.
And go home, yeah. It says, he broke into Space Force base or tried to warn of alien dragon space war to come. Oh.
Coming from Michael Bay.
Yeah. I'd watch that. Since the Space Force was established in 2019, there has been a lingering question of what exactly it does. One would certainly hope the branch would be heavily involved in the theoretical battle between the aliens and dragons in space, the occurrence of which apparently one helpful citizen was trying to warn the Space Force of last week. At Patrick Space Force Base, Corey Johnson, age 29, aren't they always, was arrested for trying to enter the installation. The reason? According to what he told officers, he was there on behalf of the president to alert the Space Force that there were, quote, U.S. aliens fighting with Chinese dragons.
Wait. Oh.
I know.
Okay. Well, that is a whole different thing.
It is, but it's equally as
stupid. Space War, but they're U.S. aliens fighting Chinese dragons.
Yeah, it's equally as stupid, but also less spacey than I was led to believe.
That's right. Oh, I just got an early script from Avengers 6, Kang's Dynasty.
Kang's Dynasty. I can't wait for that. They'll spin that off into a series, and they'll call it Dynasty.
Kang's Falcon Crest.
Yeah, Kang's Falcon Crest will be the end of Phase 8, and I'm really excited. Anyway, according to military.com, Johnson had stolen a vehicle several days before his attempt to enter the Space Force installation, which is in charge of satellite launch operations on America's East Coast and presumably not fighting dragons or aliens in space. Actually, what is it for still? I still don't know what they do. Are they just hanging out doing
a suit of armor around the world, Scott, is what they're
doing. Is that what that is? Okay. Still, did they stay with the Star Trek ripoff logo? I think they did.
Yes. Yeah, they still have that. The United Federation of Planets looking business.
A little triangle deal.
The Star Trek communicator, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, yesterday Bill showed us he was making one of those.
Yes.
He could easily just turn around and make a bunch of Space Force logos.
He could. Easily. It wouldn't take much to alter his 3D print design to be the Space Force logo.
Can't wait. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Tom Merritt. A little tech time.
Yeah.
It's always nice. And after that, we'll spend some time with Nicole and Randy, who have already sent me their clips. So this is fantastic. We're going to do actual recommendals today. So watch for that. That's all coming up after this song break that Brian Ibbett will tell us about.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for this one. Chicago band Pink Frost is back with their first release in 5 years. Now, they've had a lineup change. They've basically added female vocalist Angela Mullenauer, and she's been, you can hear her in the other bands, Sybaris and Touched by Ghoul. They've got more of like an alt-rock, Smashing Pumpkins, peak-era Nine Inch Nails. That's from their description. Listening to this, I would actually say Queens of the Stone Age is what I'm hearing from this. And it's really, really good. Cool. Chicago indie punk band Pink Frost. Here is the first single from their brand new album called Until the Summer Comes. Here is the title track from Until the Summer Comes. We'll be right back.
I cannot bear it!
Puerto Rico.
The Morning Stream.
Woof, 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 woof,
and we're back. Tell me again who that was so I can immediately download it and listen to it again.
You must, because it's so good. Pink Frost from their upcoming album. That is the title track. It is called Until the Summer Comes.
Did not plan to have that Puerto Rico thing after our discussion of Space Force. I didn't plan it.
Puerto Rico.
While they're all down there dying. All right. Hey, what are we doing? We're going to do Tom Merritt. Let's get him in.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get him in. You know what I love about him? As soon as I start a call or adding him to the room, I think I've talked about this. He's the first alphabetically to come up, so I don't have to like search for him because he's ace to
so
tech.
Much easier.
And he's the first ace A detect, in the list, and it's perfect, and I love it. So I'll play this now.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt, and he joins us here on Wednesdays to talk about the latest and greatest in tech news. Tom Merritt, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Well, we thought hard and long about the last time and then decided.
And we said, all right, let's give him one more chance.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, let him try again. Not true.
I appreciate the fifth time at a second chance.
Tom Merritt has a permanent seat at the table, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure there's probably stuff going on today in the tech world. There always is. So what is happening? What are you bringing to us?
Apple Arcade lost, 15 games.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
15 titles dropped.
Surprised me that, Apple Arcade can lose games?
Yeah. Apple Arcade has now been around long enough that contracts are ending with the developers.
Yeah.
And while a developer could certainly renew a contract and keep their game in arcade, 15 titles were not renewed. I don't know how many developers that makes up, but they decided to leave. Now, if you are an Apple Arcade user, you may wonder, well, hold on, what happens to my game then? Mm-hmm. Apple released a support document that said you'll get 2 grace weeks. So they'll leave the arcade store. You won't be able to add them as an arcade user if you don't have them already. But if you have them on your phone, you'll get 2 weeks to finish up playing. Mm-hmm. Once they're no longer playable, then you'll get a pop-up explaining, this is no longer part of the arcade service. And if the developer wants, you can move all of your saved games, your game progress, to another version, a regular App Store version. Mm. There doesn't seem to be a consistent path on that. It's kind of whether the developer has put it in the store, whether it's put it in the store for a price, and whether it has taken advantage of the ability to do the porting. They have to do some work on their end to be able to pipe all that stuff in. So just because a game has been put in the App Store doesn't mean they'll bring your progress over. It just means they could if they did the work to do it.
Sure. So before people lose their minds, and it's fun to pile on Apple, but this isn't any different than Game Pass, or to a lesser degree with a different format or different kinds of stuff. You're talking about Netflix or any other subscription service where stuff comes and stuff goes, and nobody's over there going, wait a minute, Die Hard's leaving at the end of the month? That's not why I signed. Like, they don't do that. So I feel like this just...
There's a difference with a video game and a movie, though. And with a movie, it's like, I wanted to watch that. With a video game, you might be like, I'm halfway through. I haven't finished playing.
Sure. Right. Now, so that save progress thing is actually a really important key to this. And in the case of Game Pass, here's what happens there. A third-party game... First-party games are just there perpetually. But third-party game on Game Pass, if its time is up and it's going out, you have an option before it leaves to get a pretty deep discount on the actual permanent version of the game, which is just in the store, right? So let's say it's $19 instead of $39. And so you have this option to pay for that, and your progress and everything you've done with it is part of that. You just have it. I think it would behoove Apple to have that happen here in a more reliable way. Like you've described sounds like they're kind of sort of doing it, but it doesn't sound like they've really locked in a method and it's not universal across all devs and that sort of thing. Whereas if I do that on a Game Pass or a similar type service, you get to keep that stuff. And in the case of Netflix's games, which is a whole separate thing from their movies, I'm pretty sure they buy all of the, I think they own all that stuff that they put up so far. Mm-hmm. So in theory, that's never leaving as long as they continue to do it. But yeah, I would like to see that. Like, let me take my progress when you're kicking the game out, and that would be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Apple could work that into agreements, or if they tried to work that into agreements and had too many developers resist it to say, you know, like, let's make it guaranteed. It would be very Apple-like to say, if you want to be an Apple Arcade, you have to agree that when the contract is over, all the save progress goes right into that game and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It does not appear, maybe they did that and we're just not seeing it yet because we haven't hit the 2 weeks, but it does not appear like that's guaranteed.
That's interesting. Because in the, so back to the Microsoft case, they all saves that are, you know, cross saves available in the cloud are all handled by Microsoft. And of course, locally, if you're saved locally or whatever, those are just your files on your hard drive. But if you're doing something over the cloud, those are all Microsoft handled, and that's just part of their licensing agreement. It's like, if you're going to put your game on our platform, we provide cloud saves. Steam does the same thing. And that's why not every game on Steam has cloud saves, and not every game Game Pass has cloud saves. So it just, I don't know. I don't know what the answer here is, other than it's probably going to be more frustrating for those who use Apple Arcade a lot, because they did go a long time without losing a game. Like, we kind of had it in our head, and Brian had the reaction I did, which was, oh yeah, right, these weren't permanent. Mm-hmm. They probably have to rotate some of these in and out.
Yeah.
And some of them won't. Some of them will stay there forever, and some are first party, and of course, those will always be there. But, you know, like, it's just a weird thing. So anyway, as an Apple Arcade user, I was a little bummed out, but also not that bummed out, because the ones leaving aren't that great. They're okay.
I don't know. Dead end job is now really a dead end job.
Yeah, it's okay. They're a little hit and miss anyway. Is my mobile gaming in general is a little hit and miss. So I think you have less of a, how do I put this? For me anyway, it's less of a loss to know that a couple of those are going away. But anyway,
when they first put the notice up, because if anybody doesn't realize, Apple put notices like these will be leaving the game store at the end of the month. On these a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So it's not like they just surprise, you know, you're out, and you still get a 2 week after they've left the store situation going on. I was happy to see that there's a game I play called Patterned that I'm trying to get the 365 day in a row achievement for. Mm-hmm. I'm 35 days away, and I would have been like, oh, of course, they're going to yank it.
Oh, man.
Then. Yeah. I'm still not out of the woods. They might like yank it next month. Who knows?
But, yeah, it's still there. Hopefully, still good for now, anyway. Well, the other piece of the good news here is some of those exclusives, mobile exclusives, often they were on Steam and other things, but mobile exclusives are now up for grabs on the Google Play stuff. So more the merrier for people who missed out on some of that.
Yeah. Of any of these. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to chatting about that and everything else that we'll cover today on the Daily Tech News Show, because Wednesdays are my day.
Yeah, this will likely come up. I definitely want to talk to you about the NPD numbers showing people spending less on video games. Yep. The video game economy is declining. That doesn't mean video game business is in decline, though. We'll kind of tease all that out.
Yeah, because it's easy to see stuff like that and go doom and gloom, but it's really, there's a few things going on.
Not doom.
Yeah, there's just some, the gloom is temporary. Doom is forever. Doom eternal. Anyway.
Doom eternal.
So we'll talk about that.
Well played.
And a whole bunch more. As always, it's Tom Merritt, Ace Detect on Twitter. And Tom, anything going on the side you want to mention you got going on?
Tech Tom, Substack.com. I think of it as a supplement to your tech news diet. My Substack is not going to give you every single story out there, because I am just a human, one human, as a matter of fact. But when I write up stuff like the CHIPS Act, for instance, if you wanted to know the details, like where's the money going, stuff like that, I was a dietary supplement to your tech news by putting out two stories on that, one on Friday and one yesterday, just kind of going into the details a little more of what's happening with that. So if you want to get a little extra nutrition in your tech news diet, check out techtom.substack.com.
Now, you're not like a big one of those vitamin like horse size pills or anything. You're like a nice
easy to swallow.
Gel cap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pumps a gel cap.
Yeah, like a time release.
Chewable.
All that. Chewable. Oh my gosh, chewable. Give me a sublingual, Chuck, and then kids. We can talk. All right, Tom Merritt, everybody.
Fruity flavors.
Have a fantastic day. We'll see you later today. Bye now. All right, that was great. Let's get this massive recommendals thing going.
Yeah, look at this. We have it's a quad.
Yeah, it's big.
Quad we have today, yes.
It's quad week here on the show. And there we go. Added everybody to the group. We're about to start it with this. Oh, that didn't work. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Recommentals, a chance for us to talk about cool things we found on streaming services. And welcome to the program, one Nicole Spagnolo. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how's my mic?
You sound good.
Ooh, you sound great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there we
totally
go.
Totally hear you. Very nice.
No yelling at Mark today.
Yeah.
Tell
Mark to go clean up the flooding. How's the flooding? Everything going okay?
Oh, yeah, we got really lucky. Our basement didn't flood. The sump pump was working overtime, though.
Yeah. Well, sump pumps
have
a
lot of people
purpose.
That got... Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it was bad
they
over there.
They called it a one in a thousand year flood.
Yeah. And that's what it takes when you just moved there. It's like, shoot.
The whole neighborhood was like, okay, has anybody checked on the new people to let them know this is not normal?
Yeah. Oh, God. No kidding. Yeah.
No doubt. All right. Well, I'm glad you're good. Also joining us, Randy Jordan, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe, as usual on Wednesdays. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Aloha, Scott, Brian, Nicole. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? You didn't have any flooding. You're on a higher floor, right? You're good.
Dude, I live in SoCal.
That's right. You don't even have rain. So
funny, yeah. You're going to fall off into the ocean.
That's right. Yeah,
the only way there could be flooding is if there was a tsunami.
That's
and it
right.
would have to be a really impressive tsunami.
Might have to be a beast of one. Well, I'm glad everyone's well and here.
We need a remake of Roadhouse, guys. Why is that? Why are we not talking about Roadhouse?
That was on the list. I think four people said it, and I agree. A new Roadhouse would be great.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Vibes comes in my head. You remember that?
Jeff Goldblum and Cyndi Lauper.
Vibes.
I don't know why I want a remake of that, but I do.
I don't remember this. 88.
And I think you keep Jeff Goldblum and you pair him up with like Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga or somebody like something like that. Now, Lady Gaga would be a great crazy psychic character for him.
She would be good. Yeah.
Oh, this is wild. Okay, so this is 88 Vibes. Yeah. Their slogan is "Put your hands on our hands and feel the vibes." What does that mean?
Yeah.
No, I think you're looking at a sex toy, Scott.
That's what it says right there. And it's got Cyndi Lauper with a very strange looking hand, by the way. Her pinky's really short. And then Jeff Goldblum doing this. And now I'm curious. Yeah. Now I want to know.
Have you not seen this movie?
No.
Yeah,
never.
We need to watch this for film sec. I've seen this, and I think. I think this is a perfect film sack movie.
I love it.
I like Cyndi Lauper a lot. So, and I like Jeff Goldblum.
I was thinking about this movie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And that looks like Columbo.
I mean,
that's not Columbo, is it? Who is that?
It's not, but it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like that's a beauty. I love this category. Like, I think you should do another top 10 of the, but basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, man, it's just like, get your imagination going, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
How fun would it be to have a remake of Romancing the Stone?
How is that guy not... How is he not freaking Peter Falk? I swear that's him. All right, well, whatever.
By the way, look at the movie poster on Just Watch. It's a very different movie poster. And... and it is streaming on Prime Video, by the way.
What?
We could add this to the hot action movie summer.
Is it Vibe or Vibes?
Vibes with an S.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper is a psychic and she channels.
Yeah, she is. Oh, you mean in the movie. Okay.
Most importantly, Jeff Goldblum has lines. He has lots of lines.
He says words. I like that. There they are. Boy, that alternate cover is something, Brian. Whew.
It is something, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what to make of that. Well, anyway, let's get to it. Brian, you've got a clip here for something you watched. Any setup for this?
I do. This is, boy, is this a hard movie to categorize? It is, the way Wikipedia describes it, I think is accurate. It is a satirical science fiction thriller film. And I would throw a tiny bit of dark comedy in there, which you'll get a very small taste of in this clip. This clip makes the movie sound a lot darker than it is, and it really isn't this dark. But
all right, let's hear the darkness. Enjoy.
So, yes, you have an incredibly rare, incurable disease. It is inside your stomach, but will eventually spread throughout your body. It will be painless, but it is killing you. We cannot know how long you have, but it is only a matter of time.
What are my chances?
Zero. There's a 98% chance you will succumb to your illness.
I thought you said there isn't a chance.
There isn't.
Then what about the 2%?
That's the margin of error. There's a 2% margin of error. Nothing is ever absolutely certain, though this most certainly is. To use a baseball analogy, life has thrown you a curveball. Curveballs are tricky throws for the batter to hit. In this case, you're the batter. Only you're not even holding a bat, so you most definitely are going to miss the ball.
Jeez. That is a little dark. I don't know what this is. No
it's
idea.
It's dark. But then you can see how there's kind of this weird little comedy thing. Every once in a while, I land on one of these movies that is like The Lobster or The Invention of Lying, where there's it's all a normal world except for this one thing that makes it different from the world we all know. Mm-hmm. And in this case, there is a cloning situation that that helps the bereaved families of people who are going to die deal with the deaths. Mm. Yeah, have you seen this? Okay. Yep, that's exactly what
Duel.
It is. This
oh, not,
is Duel.
So not Duel, the Spielberg TV movie that had
not
a car.
Duel with okay. an E, but Duel with an A. Okay. And that's Karen Gillan, you heard very briefly there, in between you know, the other lady talking, the doctor. Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, here's one of those situations where I'm going to break my spoiler rule, but only as much as the trailer gives you, right? Okay. So it's basically, I'm going to give you as much as the trailer gives you because that's what we saw and it hooked us into film and we enjoyed the film a lot. So Karen Gillan plays this woman, as you hear, who is told by her doctor that she's about to die. And she deals with it very quickly. She's kind of a very deadpan, very, very emotionless woman. But decides that she's going to have this clone made so that her family, her boyfriend, the other people in her life will have her to continue on with as the clone while she passes away. Mm. Well, the clone gets kind of entrenched in her life and kind of becomes more loved by her family and boyfriend than her, than the original. Mm. And then she finds out that, oh, we made a mistake. You're not going to die. And now, because we can't have two Karen Gillans running around, they have to defeat each other. One of them has to defeat the other in a duel. And that's spelled with an E.
I got it.
That is as much as you get from the trailer. And it is really, really cleverly done, cleverly handled. Oh my God. The bits of Karen Gillan talking to her clone self are incredible. This also features Aaron Paul, Jesse from Breaking Bad, Theo James, Beulah Coate, but obviously the big star here is Karen Gillan. Riley Stearns is the director, and you might recognize him from Faults and The Art of Self-Defense, a couple of other off-kilter indie movies. Mm. But this one is... this one is the most recent, came out this year, April of this year, and is currently streaming on AMC Plus. There might be other places you can get it as well. Let's see here. But that's where we watched it, was on AMC Plus.
Nice. Good thing to be subscribed to at the moment while you're getting your Saul.
It really is, right? Yeah. You get your Better Call Saul, you get Moonhaven, you get Dark Winds, which I recommended last
Are you going
week.
To tell us about Moonhaven next week? I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it because, well, I am, as long as the season finale sticks the landing, because so far I'm really enjoying it. But if they don't answer some questions in the finale, then I'm going to be really pissed off.
I think it's
a mehecmental.
Could be.
It could be a mehecmental. Yeah. So you'll hear about it one way or another 1 week from today.
Nice. How's that? I just love that AMC has a sci-fi show. I think that's cool. I can't think of another one they've done off the top of my head.
No.
I don't think they have.
Because Kevin Can F Himself is not terribly sci-fi, even though it's...
Right. Nope, but it has the best bird ever flipped in any in the history
it
of
has a great bird flip, yeah. Anyway, the excellent. Movie's called Duel. It's, like I said, available right now on Amazon or AMC Plus, but you can also rent it at Apple TV and Amazon and Google Play and all the usual places.
Nice. Now, today, Breaking with Structure... I'm going to shake up the order a little bit. We're going to go Nicole next. Nicole, tell me about what you brought. Wow. Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you going to do a clip?
Yeah, I'll do. You want me to do that first? I can do it right now.
Yeah. All right. Want to set this up?
Here it is. Yeah, do you have any setup or anything? Should we have any knowledge before going into it?
After watching this movie, I realized I feel like I've missed 4 years of movies.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so happens. I missed this movie. It came out in 2019. It has some very famous actors in it.
Yeah.
On the surface, but when you start, it's one of those movies that I couldn't stop thinking about. So I start getting deeper into it, like the meaning of it.
Oh, I love that.
I love when
a movie can take me that direction. That's cool.
The best way, I actually enjoyed it more when I thought of the other half of the Hunger Games. So like with the Hunger Games, we saw like the lower class. I feel like this movie is highlighting some of the crazy crap that could happen in the upper class.
The weirdos.
But it's not part of the Hunger Games, but it feels like it should be part of the Hunger Games.
All right.
Nicole, do you want to set this one up less?
All right. There you go. Well, here it goes. Let's play the clip.
You know her? No. She screwed me over as soon as I got here. What? Who is she?
Seriously?
If you had my heart, I wouldn't want it back. I'd let you keep it till the end of time.
Wait, that's her?
I'm Marna Vicario. Yeah, her new sound is real neat. She's also
a drunk.
That's not nice.
It's true.
All right. Now I noticed what's her name's niece in this? What's her freaking name?
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts' niece. What's her name?
So you heard Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts. Gosh dang it. Anyway.
Her name is Uma. She's kind of our main character that we're following through.
Wait, Emma plays Uma?
Emma plays Uma.
That's great. That's great.
So they're at a table. There's three of them there. It was Emma Roberts, Awkwafina, comedian. Mm-hmm. She all kind of have their own story. And then Danielle McDonald, which I recommend in a movie quite a long time ago called Dumplin'.
Mm. Oh,
Netflix.
Yeah.
I love it. And they're on this island, and the Duchess, which is played by Mila Jovovich, is kind of refining these girls. They're all in these really weird Victorian white dresses, and it's very regimented, and family or whoever have sent them away to this island because in this world, the uppers are expected to behave in a certain way. The lowers are in poverty. Again, like Hunger Games, where they're just scavenging for food.
Scavenging.
Scavenging.
Yeah, they're scavenging. I like scavenging.
Scravaging. Yeah, you know what I mean. So it's this weird, weird kind of sci-fi world, and you're not really sure what's going on. And for the longest time, I'm like, is this a sci-fi movie, or is this like just a weird... And eventually, there's a few layers to it. Then you really find out who Mila Jovovich is. I'm not going to spoil any of it.
She's Lilu Multipass. Lilu Multipass?
Yes, no? It is.
Great. Fantastic.
And the singer they were talking about, the table, she has been sent away to this island from her team. They like planted all these fake stories about her. So again, rich people sending these girls away to kind of make them into the person they want them to be. Hmm. There's underlying things that are happening. It's like, what's going on? What's really happening? And then some of the girls are trying to get off the island, and weird supernatural stuff starts happening. And yeah, I missed it. It's called Paradise Hill.
How do I know this? Danielle McDonald looks so familiar to me. Why do I know this person?
Danielle McDonald.
Yeah, help me with that.
Young Aussie Patty actress. Kate.
Oh, Australian. Yes. That's why.
She was in Bird Box, right?
Unbelievable is what I'm thinking of.
Was she in Bird Box? She was in Patty Cakes. That's actually the first movie I remember.
The show Unbelievable, the miniseries that I recommended here in 2019, I freaking love that. She was in that. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, she was in Bird Box.
Yeah, I mean, she's also in Bird Box, huh? Anyway, I like her.
So, hey, Nicole.
Lady Bird.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only person in the world who, like, constantly defends and recommends Awkwafina. Does this movie have funny Awkwafina or serious Awkwafina?
Serious Awkwafina.
Really?
Okay. This movie's got some serious Awkwafina.
Good. Okay. Because she's trying to have two careers at the same time, right?
Yeah,
she's
kind of is. Yeah,
it is. Yes. And it's working for me.
It's fine. Like, whatever. Look, they always claim Awkwafina is bottled from real spring water from the mountains, but I don't think I believe it. Anyway,
her character, she's sent to this island. She came from her lower family sent her to her uncles, which they are uppers. The uppers didn't like how she acted, so they sent her to this island to kind of, and all she wants to do is play music, and so that's kind of her little side story.
So must have been a made for TV thing, because it's got a rating of TV-14, which I assume is, it never made it to theaters as best I can tell. But did you say where it's streaming? Maybe that's where.
On Netflix.
Oh, it's probably Netflix, it's original Netflix. Then
so it okay. could be yeah, yeah made for Netflix joint. Yep.
Yeah, sounds
good
to
was
me.
It? I didn't see anything that said made for Netflix.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, yeah, it might.
It just says it was made.
Yeah, available in theaters October 25th and Apple TV November 1st. So it did come out in 2019. Well, it was slated to come out in 2019.
Yeah, it didn't, though. I'm showing it showed up on TV first. I don't know what that means. Yeah, the reviews
this might have been like a situation where.
The reviews are fair to middling, but I like the subject matter, so. I think I might check it out.
When you start getting into some of the YouTube videos that kind of analyze the movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Like, the girls all in white symbolizes virginity and purity and perfectness. And, like, in this future world, like, what do the uppers hold dear kind of stuff?
Sure.
Interesting.
Who are these guys in trash bag looking uniforms in the back? Who are those?
It's the guys in white?
Yeah, they're in black. They're
like gray guys.
Yeah, gray guys.
Because there's a bunch of guys. They all call the girls Mademoiselle. They're like, oh, Mademoiselle. Mm-hmm. There's just a bunch of guys on this island that are kind of.
So these two, so I put it in the Discord on the.
Oh, I see. Oh, those are security.
Oh. Nice, they're getting top billing. I like it.
The opening.
Oh, they get movie poster treatment.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's cool.
Yeah, they only showed up in the beginning. They're at the wedding. So the first shot of this movie is Emma Roberts' character singing this really haunting, weird song about giving herself to her husband, and the security guards are there. And it's like very dystopic. And weird.
You're speaking my language. World. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I will watch that.
Those are just the security guards.
Security guards. All right. So there's that one. We'll recap all these here in a minute. Hey, Randy, your turn. What'd you bring? What do you got there?
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. Guess what? We are officially in the age of all of these TV show makers trying to recapture Schitt's Creek, guys.
Mm.
it is just coming hot and heavy. Mm. And I was really entertained by one of the most recent attempts. It is not at all a Schitt's Creek knockoff, but it is clearly very, very inspired by it. And I'll just give you a little setup for the clip. A man and his 16-year-old biological daughter have reunited, and they've gone on a summer vacation together to a lake in Ontario where his family has this long history of owning cabins and participating in the vacation lake community. And so their first order of business is to go for a swim in the lake, and they go down to the dock, and the old lady from next door cabin comes swimming by, and she's naked.
This is a good setup. All right. Yeah. Well, here it is. Enjoy this clip.
Ew. What? Don't tell me you've never swum in a lake before. I'm supposed to be training for like the baby Olympics or something.
There better not be any leeches.
Actually, leeches are excellent for curing hypertension. Also, for reattaching fingers after surgery. Just not the cure for hemorrhoids the Romans had hoped. Hello. My name is Erika,
I have the cottage next door.
Hola. Hi, I'm Justin. This is my daughter, Billy.
Birth daughter. I'm adopted.
Yes, but it was an open adoption, so the birth parents are still part of their kid's life.
He got his best friend pregnant at prom, like in a dumb teen comedy.
But not funny, because we thought we'd ruined our lives and our families hated us.
Worms rise, pups communally. The male emu looks after the young while the female goes in search of a new mate.
Yes, yeah, polyemory is a valid life choice.
I have a little school hour around 5. Please come by anytime.
Okay, thanks, right. Great. That's
hey, no.
Very... Thank
you. La, la, la.
Please tell me that's seaweed.
Unwaxed seaweed, but the hat's a fresh fin.
You still want to swim in that?
No, I think we'll canoe and just...
Awesome.
Let this lake air out a little bit.
Unwaxed seaweed. Oh, man.
The lake. It is the lake. It's a Amazon Prime Studios production.
Yeah.
It is Canadian. It is a follow on to Schitt's Creek. There's a lot of things that fit that category right now. And it's mostly actors and people that you have never heard of, with a couple of folks that you absolutely have heard of sprinkled in. I picked that clip because it's real early in the series and it basically explains itself to you. It gives you the whole backstory here, but just like the whole point of it is there is a lake community. They have their funny struggles just like Schitt's Creek did. And these two people are trying to find their way through it and trying to, get connect with each other and so on.
It's such a horror movie name, The Lake. You know,
it totally is. I think there probably was a horror movie called The Lake.
Yeah, there probably is.
With an alternate name that also isn't a horror movie name. Like, it's just like a summer vacation, lake, summer. Everything you come up with.
Just call it Schitt's Lake.
I like call it waxed seaweed.
Yeah, waxed seaweed. Why not? Real quick here, I don't know if I told you this. I know you're a giant fan of Schitt's Creek, but Kim's new little puppy, she named Moira after
character.
Yeah. That's great.
That's how much she loves that show.
I want a dog named David now, just so I can say, ooh, David.
No, I can tell. So does this have, okay, so I'm always, whenever there's a Canadian production, I'm used to actors being unknowns, right? And then they're awesome, and it's like, oh my gosh, get them in more stuff. Mm-hmm. But
not entirely unknown. So like our main character is played by Jordan Gavaris.
Yeah.
He was in Orphan Black. He has, you know, he's kind of a rising star. He was a little young for the role, right? But like this whole show is full of weirdness like that. Mm-hmm. And his biological daughter there is played by Madison Chamoun. Again, rising star. She is, she was in Blackish, or is still in Blackish. I'm not sure if Blackish is still going on.
Pretty cool. I think they're starting or about to start their last, season.
I was hoping you'd ask Tina in The Voice, but it's okay.
His big rival on this lake is played by Julia Stiles. So she's,
we know her.
She's a step cousin of his.
Okay.
And her husband is Terry Chen, retired like hockey pro. And you've seen Terry Chen in a million things as little roles. Like he was like Ben Fong Torres and Almost Famous. And he's really good in this show.
Nice.
There's just other things that just pop up. Like Jerry O'Connell has an episode.
Oh, I like Jerry O'Connell. Cool. That's cool. Canadian as well, I believe. Jerry O'Connell, isn't he? The two O'Connell twins. I think they're Canadian.
The current Romaine, Mr. Romaine.
Oh, is he the new? Is he the current Mr. Romaine?
Isn't he the current Mr. Romaine?
I didn't know that. Romaine Lettuce. What's her name?
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce.
How does he know it's really her? Maybe she transformed into.
Yeah, it could be.
And the main thing I want to say is this is just a fun, pleasant watch. Yeah. It's 8 episodes. They're all about 35 minutes long each. Weird runtime, right? 35 minutes, but that's what we get nowadays.
That like is
you,
weird.
Yeah. You get a little bit more breathing room on mm-hmm. these episodes.
Yeah.
It is a cohesive story, but there's lots of little stories being told along the way. You know, it is episodic, and it's just nice. It's just nice. I love that. Again, I'm gonna say it again. A couple months ago, Nicole established this concept that you just have to have a chaser after you've taken a shot, mm-hmm. and this is the chaser. You know, this is the.
I immediately texted this to Kim because this is right up her alley. We're going to watch this together. I think it looks great.
It is R rated again, very similar to Schitt's Creek. The content is adult content.
Sure.
It's a little bit discordant with the fact that the girl and all of the friends that she was making are all like 15, 16 years old, but it's fine. It's Canada.
Sure.
It's got this way of figuring out as it goes that it could be multiple seasons. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's a show that starts off and you're like, huh, this feels like an elongated movie. And then it like, as it goes, it starts setting up some things. So it's like, I ended it wanting more, and that's why I'm recommending it. Like, I really like that feeling when you get to the end and they've wrapped up their season one story, but you want more. There could be and should be more.
There looks like there probably will be. Like, mostly positive reviews from everybody. So, good call. Good pick. All right. Here is mine for the week. I watched a movie on Netflix. I guess it's been a couple of weeks now because we didn't have a show last week. Mm-hmm. But I watched a Netflix original that was a big star-studded deal. And I'll play you a clip and then talk about it.
You going to write that down?
I'm not going to write anything down. You want some gum? What kind you got? Bubblicious watermelon wave. What do you say?
There is no other kind.
If you think I'm gonna rat somebody out for Bubblicious, you got another thing coming to you. Watermelon or not. Cortland Gentry, born 1980, incarcerated 1995, eligible for parole in 2031. You got a long way to go, son.
There's an upside to sleeping so close to your toilet.
All right. that was Ryan Gosling, and he is in there talking to Billy Bob Thornton, who is also in this and very good. And Chris Evans and Ana de Armas are all in this, and they're all amazing in it. This movie, Alfie Woodard, I forgot to mention her. She's fantastic. This is The Gray Man, the 2022 Netflix original star-studded thing directed by the Russo brothers, who you know famously from doing Winter Soldier and then on to Infinity War and Endgame. It's those directing brothers. And they're working with some old pals again, in particular Chris Evans, who plays a bad guy in this. And I love when he plays a bad guy. Just love it. You may remember him playing kind of a bad guy in Knives Out, which he also co-starred with Ana de Armas as well.
Oh, right.
And so there's they're back together.
Scott Pilgrim, he was kind of a bad guy.
That's right. He's the best of the boyfriends, I think.
Yeah.
And
the best looking of the boyfriends.
You have another crossover as well, because Ryan Gosling and Ana de Armas were both in Blade Runner 2049 together. So a little bit of a reunion for everybody, Kyle coming back together. Billy Bob Thornton plays this aging agent named Fitzroy, who's fantastic. I really like him in everything, even this.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Anyway, I miss Sling Blade. Anyway, The Gray Man, it's called, and it was some criticized for being all action and no real meaningful character development or story. And I'm here to tell you, I have absolutely no problem with that. And this is a movie that is meant to just be enjoyed as a popcorny, loud, amazing stunts, funny lines, good acting, well-made movie that doesn't need to change the world. There's nothing about this that's, you know, meant to be anything special story-wise. It's kind of their take on the Bourne Identity kind of movie. I won't give away too much about Gosling's origin or why he is what he is now, but it's a lot of, you know, highfalutin CIA backstabbing bullshit going on and a lot of ass kicking, great car chases. I loved it.
Got the hard question here.
Yeah, go.
Why is this 45% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think because it's, like I said, I think the movie's not going to be the most brainy thing. It really isn't. And it never tries to be or even pretends to be. But if I guess it depends on what you're going to it for. They're an amazing cast. And they all are great at their roles, and that's just true of almost anything these people are in. But this is a chance for them to just have fun and create mayhem, and that's what I wanted, and it's exactly what I got. So those critics are, I'm not saying they're wrong. What they like is maybe a little more heady. This isn't that, but it's great. I really enjoyed it. If you want to see freaking Chris Evans in the worst mustache ever. This is the movie. Because it's super cheesy, porny looking, nice. Dumb mustache. But I like everybody in it. I love the whole thing. I totally had a blast. It was a great way to eat up 90 minutes of your weekend. And Kim and I had a great time. So I am going to recommend it and tell people to check it out. It is The Gray Man, Netflix original, out now. And it was very good.
A sequel potentially coming.
Oh, yeah. And it's got, sorry, I forgot to mention this. If you're a Bridgerton fan, it's got your hot Bridgerton man in it.
Regajon?
That guy.
Yeah.
He plays a dude at the CIA who's a total peckerwood jerk in this, but he's in it and he's very good. So anyway, it's very good. Available now, out there all the time.
Did you guys catch Regajon Page in the D&D trailer?
Oh, is he in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there it is. Honor Among Thieves. Yeah. He's that is okay. I didn't recognize him, but now you say it, I can totally see it. That movie, speaking of things that look just like dumb fun.
Yeah.
Right. I'm all in on that dumb looking thing. I'll watch that because it looks stupid. There's an owlbear in it. That's amazing.
This could be called the owlbear trailer. Like the whole point of this movie trailer was to see the owlbear.
Yeah.
Right.
Anybody who gets precious about any of that can take a flying leap. I think it looks like a hoot.
And I love the idea that someone was editing this trailer. It's like, we need to make sure we say the word owlbear. let the audience that's watching this know that we know that they know that that's an owlbear.
So that Jean Page having a moment, isn't he? He's all over the place right now.
He is, yeah.
Well done, Bridgerton. You did it.
he even hosted SNL last season.
Oh, he did? Wow.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Interesting. He was in the Roots remake. I didn't know that. Yes, Nicole, sorry.
How long have you been doing this cool thing on this quick list?
Quicktms.li?
About 6 months.
Yeah, something like that. Right around the time you got busy with school, I think, Brian started doing it. Or didn't you work with somebody to do it or something? What was the deal?
No, this one's all me.
This was you. Okay.
Although Ice Swarm fills everything in. December 2021 is when I started.
That's right.
Awesome. About 8 months.
Yeah. It works real well. That way all you have to do is...
I started school in November.
Oh, wow. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's the thing that felt like 4 years to you, didn't it?
It felt like 7 years.
Right, yeah.
I am getting a little sad, though, because school's getting ready to start back up again. And
yeah.
Go
down to the new district there, and, you know.
I don't miss it that much.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, anyway, I love talking about this stuff. If you love this stuff, then make sure you're following Nicole Spag on Twitter, Randy Deluxe on Twitter, and all the other places we post things. And it'll be a part of that quicktms.ly as well. You guys have a fantastic week.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Are you?
Nicole?
Okay. We got Sandman this weekend. Get ready. Gonna be good. Oh, Sandman. Bye,
Randy. Good luck, Nicole.
Good luck. Good luck, Brian, Randy. I don't know how to kick two people out. I know,
it's a weird, it's like an awkward, we get rid of two people at the same time.
It I gotta figure out a plan for that. All right, well done all, and let's be done with this show here real quick. I'd like to remind people that we are early in a new month, which means if you join us at patreon.com/TMS and you get in early, you can get your stuff early. We'd love to do that and love to see you on that list. Be a patron today at patreon.com/TMS. If you're looking for that, links to everything else, our email, all of it is at frogpants.com/TMS, as always. And now, I hand Brian the keys to this car, which looks like a song to drive. Let's drive it.
David wrote in, said, "Hi, Scott and Brian. Been a listener and patron for several years now, but almost never get to listen live. Can't tell you how much I enjoy all the content you guys produce. Your shows are such a great way for me to relax or just take my mind off the stress of the day, even if it's just for a while. Nice. I'm requesting a cover of or by Greta Van Fleet because it was thanks to TMS that I discovered them. At some point, one of you made an offhanded comment about how great their album Battle of Garden Gate is. I think it was both of us. I think we both really liked that album.
Really good,
so I took a listen and was hooked immediately. Not only that, but now I've got my son into them as well and will be seeing them live in just a few months. So not only are you producing great content, you're also contributing to some father-son bonding. Yay!
Nay.
So he wants a cover of or by Greta Van Fleet. Oh, he says, "I gotta go. Someone's cooking. What's that delicious smell? Sausage."
Oh, okay. I was going to do bacon, cheddar, chicken, ranch, or whatever the hell it is.
I know. That's what you felt like.
That's what I felt like, but nope. Yeah. It'll be this. Hold on. Oh.
sausage.
Now, you don't know if I made that longer or not because
I don't, but I believe you did. Mm. I think you're trying to play a joke on me, Scott, and you are stretching that thing out.
Used to be 4 seconds. Now it's 4.6 seconds.
Just exactly. Exactly. I 100% believe that is what you're doing. Yeah. So Greta Van Fleet, they've done a bunch of covers, but live versions, and a couple on Spotify Studios that I haven't been able to get my hands on, actual files that I can play on the show. So we're going to play a cover that I have played on the show before, but it's so damn good. You're not going to say, oh, this again. You're going to say, all right, this song again. Mm. And that's their cover of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. They released this on their 2017 album, From the Fires. Here's Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, I love these guys. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow when we do this again. Come on back now, you hear? Show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
He might have given Batman credit for helping the police.
Yeah, no one gives Batman credit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.